Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, June 12th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and once again on this beautiful Thursday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, it's a privilege to share a perspective from God's Word with you that we hope will encourage you. Today's message is titled, I Will Be With You. The scripture text is Genesis 26, verse 3.
Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you.
Our daughter Esther has an opportunity to attend Malaga Camp in Newfield, New Jersey next week. We've been talking it up for weeks, but she's reluctant about leaving home to stay in an unfamiliar setting, though she's 19 due to her unstable medical history. In addition to her special needs, most camp settings were not suitable for her during her younger years.
When we learned about Handy Camp, along with its spiritual emphasis in a setting conducive to Esther's level of learning, we were excited to get her signed up. Shortly afterward, two young ladies who work with the camp paid a visit to Esther in our home. They brought photo albums with pictures of previous campers and talked to her about the many activities offered at Handy Camp. Stephen and I were so pleased that representatives of this Christian camping ministry would pay a personal visit to reassure new campers that they'll enjoy this new experience, away from their familiar settings. It was their way of saying, God will be with you in this new adventure.
Well, it's reassuring to hear others say to us, in the midst of a challenge, or in the midst of any new experience, God will be with you. It is even more reassuring to hear the voice of the Lord speak to us personally with His comforting promise, I will be with you.
Isaac was the very first person recorded in the Bible to hear these words from God, I will be with you. They came at a critical time when Isaac was contemplating a visit to Egypt where there was food available. There was a severe famine in Canaan, and the Lord appeared to Isaac and directed him, stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. He also reminded Isaac of his earlier promise to Abraham that he would make his descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky.
Throughout life, we find great assurance in the promise of God's steadfast, abiding presence, and this is especially appreciated during life's inevitable transitions. Some of you undoubtedly are going through such a transition today. Maybe a graduation, a career move, or a new residency, an illness, or even the death of a loved one. For some, it's a new baby. For others, it's the empty nest. And yet others are feeling that God wants you to stay put right where you are and trust Him to help you endure the struggles you presently face.
Throughout the Old Testament, God also gave these words of assurance to Jacob, Moses, Joshua, Gideon, and Solomon. However, one Old Testament reference that I especially find reassuring is not a promise to an individual, but to all of God's people. It's mentioned in Isaiah 43:2, and I'm sure many of you have quoted this over the years. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you.
Jesus promised his disciples before his ascension that I am with you always, even to the end of the age, in Matthew 28, verse 20. The writer of Hebrews is a promise that I memorized early on as a believer. He quotes a compilation of several Old Testament verses as he encourages the early believers who are enduring much affliction. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Whatever challenge you face today, remember that He goes before you and prepares the way. Be confident as you stand on His promise. I will be with you.
Let's all pray together. Father, we're so thankful that we never have to step out on our own and rely on our connections, wisdom, giftings, or experience. Whatever challenge we face can be met by remembering Your promise, I will be with you. Just as David, youthful and wearing no protective armor, confidently faced the giant with a sling, You reassured him, I will be with you. Whatever enemy we face, if we are suited in Your spiritual armor, we can be confident of Your promise to us as well, I will be with you. What blessing and comfort these words bring to our hearts this day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. And that's a great message today, a great truth, the scripture portion to hide in your hearts, to be confident of that promise from God. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have some beautiful photos up. One at the very end of our row that I took yesterday morning that I believe you will enjoy, a farm scene. Having a little bit of trouble getting my material up on the web today, so I hesitate to point out, but I should have some songs that I found that I believe go with the message. May God encourage you today with that assurance that He is always with us.